This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Another day has passed.
Actually, it was the night before the hearing.
Now that another day has passed, do you believe that it's now time potentially for the FBI to open an investigation into this?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Because you're the director of the FBI, you don't believe it's appropriate to comment on that?
Because there's a process in place, there's an ongoing litigation, and the National Security Council is reviewing this matter. And I'm not going to discuss any open or closed investigation.
That ongoing investigation, literally, the lawsuit happened today or yesterday afternoon. And the idea that you don't have an opinion on this at this point is frustrating to me.
No, it's not. I'm not going to prejudge any matters, and the men and women of the FBI will call the balls and strikes.
Reclaiming my time, sir.
Not you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask...
Gentlewoman's recognized. You have 4 seconds remaining.
No, I have more than
you
that.
2 seconds
Mr.
remaining.
Patel would not add...
Gentlewoman's time has expired.
Cash Patel there shutting down the whiny Democrat that wanted to demand to know if he was ordering an immediate FBI investigation into Signal. I mean, I had somebody text me this morning who happens to be in law enforcement here in the greater St. Louis area who's like, we've been using Signal for years. We used it during the last Trump administration. We used it all during Biden. It's a very common communication source. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was a little surprised to hear this morning, I think it was Jim Talent telling us that they don't really the government doesn't really have its own secure texting service.
That is very surprising. It seems like that should be something that's put in place.
It does. So it almost seems like they've had to go out and find the most secure system they can use commercially. Mm-hmm. That it and there are plenty of them. It's not like Confide. Remember Confide?
No.
Confide is what they used during the Greitens administration, and they were accused of violating state sunshine law because with Confide, if I send you a message, you have to download the app, right? Mm-hmm. I send you a message. You're a verified user. When you get my message, you read it, and it's like Mission Impossible. As soon as it's read, you see it crumble. It just disappears and falls off the page. Like it seems to me like they were able to go back and find some of those messages, but they were worried that people could have discussions or quorums that they weren't supposed to have, and therefore an email system like that might violate the sunshine law. They sued over that, and I think an appeals court decided that it was not a violation. But ultimately, the point here is that Signal is not Confide. It's not the same thing.
I've used Signal.
You have to download the app or either the application or whatever it happens to be,
yeah.
And then
all my conversations, past conversations on Signal, are still there.
Yeah, they're still there.
The
so it's not like you're using it to hide anything at all. Really isn't. Carl, let's hit it, please.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, host of Fox News Sunday. Great to have Shannon back on the air with us. We were just discussing Signal and maybe what the other options are if government officials aren't supposed to use that. Shannon, what do you think?
Yeah, and you know that we have all around Washington these SCIFs, or these sensitive areas where there are rooms where you go in. A lot of times you have to leave your cell phone, leave everything behind. But when you're doing something in real time and you do have people all over different parts of the world, it's tough to get a SCIF done, but yeah, my husband keeps saying to me, like, isn't there a government version of Signal? Isn't
yeah.
there something the government devices have their own encrypted, you know, organization that they can use? I don't know. We would think that there was, but maybe this reveals that doesn't actually exist as we imagine it would.
You know, I'm not quite sure who you're going to have on to talk about this weekend, but the Democrat argument seems to be this is the biggest foreign policy debacle in a century or something crazy like that. Bottom line is it shouldn't have happened. He shouldn't have been included in the text message. There was no harm, no foul. The thing was pulled off and there was no leak or anything like that, no damage. The point is to make sure it doesn't happen again going forward, right?
Yeah, and there are discussions about, is the president, is the SECDEF or others open to some kind of investigation? And there's been a bipartisan call from a couple of members in the Senate to say, let's have an inspector general look at this for those reasons. Let's get a full accounting of what happened. And let's make sure that it doesn't happen again. So it seems that there is some openness within different parts of the administration to potentially have that conversation. But there's another part of them that I think wants to just let it run the news cycle and go away to say, all right, we're done with this. We're now on to tariffs. We're now on to this huge bust of this MS-13 gang member this morning here in Northern Virginia. We've got other big things happening. They're very much about wanting to move on, turn the page, go to the next story. And there are some other big things coming. But for Democrats, this is a win for them. They have very little they can do. They don't have the numbers in Congress. They're flooding the court system. But for them, they're going to spend as much time on this as possible because it's the first kind of breakthrough that they've had where they feel like they're landing some punches on this new administration.
Well, yeah, there's not been a lot else for them to work on, for sure. Do you have guests lined up for this weekend?
We don't yet. We hope to have that by the end of the day today. Locked in. As you would imagine, it's going to be all about this, I think, but other big things. Like, we're hoping to talk to Secretary Bessent about the tariffs that are kicking in next week. There's a lot of doom and gloom and prediction about that. So we want to talk about what the impact's really going to be on the U.S. economy and everyday Americans who are trying to buy groceries and eggs and put gas in the car.
Yeah, maybe Jasmine Crockett's available for you, Shannon.
You know what? I am actually filling in for my buddy Harris Faulkner on her 11 a.m. Eastern show today, and we've got a lot of interesting digging about Congresswoman Crockett.
Hey, she's from St. Louis. You know that, right? She went to some big 40 grand a year high school here before she...
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got some things to discuss this morning on the show.
Looking forward to that, Shannon. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. We'll see you Sunday on Fox News Sunday for sure. And we air it here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Sundays on 97.1. And you can listen then. How about that?
Get more at 97.1talk.com.